brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I remember years ago having salesmen explain it to me that statistically, it's harder to sell, many times harder, several times harder to sell to friends and family, particularly family. Because family, when you try to tell them, hey, the dollar's been devalued, there's a world government, 9/11 is an inside job, they think you're showing off. So many times, when I go out and do man on the street interviews, and I just did one Friday, the film I'm making, I'm talking to people, and they get insulted by the fact that they don't know. I'm like, are you aware of the North American Union? Do you know what it is? No. And they turn red. They get upset. And some will say, do you know about this? Do you know about a 57 Chevy carburetor? Oh, you don't, do you? Hey, man, I'm not trying to show off that I know something, okay? I'm very upset that you don't know. I need you to wake up so I can be free. But it's easier to sell, say, a vacuum cleaner or Ginsu knives to somebody you don't know, whether you're knocking on their door or talking to them over your television set. It's the old parable of a king's not known in his country, a prophet's not known in his own country. Because, oh, that's just that local. Oh, he's not better than us, or she's not better than us. And so you're there trying to warn your family, and they're taking it like you're trying to act uppity with them. You're trying to act smart to them. And you're probably doing it real lovingly, real nice. You know, real, hey, you might want to check into this. Everybody says do it that way. I found that to be ineffective. You need to go, listen, you're stupid, and you don't know anything, and you're ignorant, and you need to wake up because you're in danger, and these people mean business and they're bad news. Okay? Now, that does work with family. And I'll just tell you point blank. And, I mean, it's almost like a mental connection. It's, I mean, if you get mad at them, but like mad because you're frustrated or mad because you're like in an argument with them, it won't work. It's got to be like, hey, listen, we're in trouble. It's like this. If you ran into somebody's house and said the dam just broke and the river's going to be 20 feet deep here in 5 minutes, we got to get in the car and get to the high ground, and somebody said, no, you're a liar, you'd go, listen to me, it did break, come on right now. Okay? I mean, you got to let them know it's serious. So if you're going to waste your time with family, you're going to get a bigger conversion rate if you go and you stick a video in their hand, you go, now listen, you sit around making jokes about this stuff. If what I'm saying is true, we're all in grave danger. Now, you either watch this video, or I'm going to stop hanging around you, and I'm going to stop coming around you. You're worried about your family. You get serious with them. And you know what? Don't go see them for a year. And when they call you up going, hey, why aren't you coming over? Say, listen, you think it's funny that our country's being overthrown and foreign governments have totally paid off our government. You think it's funny. So I don't want to associate with you. And most of the time, they'll come around. Now, I'm not saying do that with your family. I mean, if I got family that wants to suck their thumbs, I really don't have any family that isn't awake. But if I did have family that wanted to suck their thumbs and be mindless, I just put up with it and don't bring it up. But then they'll try to bring up politics, and I'll go, listen, you don't want to hear what's really going on. Don't give me your fairy tale stuff, okay? Don't regurgitate your propaganda on me. You don't want to hear what I have to say. Don't tell me anything. Is that understood? Shut up! Shut your mouth! You want to know how I really feel, folks? That's how I feel. I mean, we got the facts, we got the evidence, we know what's going on, and we don't have time to play games! This isn't a game! A lot of us are going to get killed fighting this! A lot of us aren't going to live! A lot of us aren't going to make it!
It's here. year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, when you act serious, you're going to be taken seriously. And I don't even claim that I act that serious. Look, I think a lot of leadership is just not caring anymore. And just being committed. And not caring what people think about you. I mean, a lot of people are so insecure, so afraid, they'll be sitting around a table where politics are being discussed, and they'll just listen to see what other folks are saying to try to imitate that so they can just be in. Can you imagine going through your life trying to be in? I mean, I think I got over that when I was about 11 years old. I think it was about a two-year phase. Can you imagine I remember being about 11 or 12 years old and trying to act like other people were acting, and in the middle of it, about 30 seconds into acting like they were acting, it was like I was above myself mentally. You know what I'm talking about, where you can like retrospectively look at what you're doing real time. And I remember thinking, this is stupid. It's dumb. It's fake to act like somebody else. It's dumb to behave a certain way, to be around certain people. I mean, I was conscious of that when I was a little kid. And you've got these adults, all they do is primp and pose like a bunch of peacocks. And that's their life, is acting like they're something. And then if they look like they're something, they'll be accepted into the next level. And I know the world works like that, believe me. But I think it's disgusting. It makes me sick. And so, on purpose, I let it hang out. All of it hang out, as they say. I just am who I am, and that's just the way it is. And if you don't like it, you can, as they say, go fly a kite. I mean, life's too short to put on an act. Life is too short to play games with people. And if folks are laughing at you and folks are making jokes about you and snickering when you're warning them about incredible evil, I mean, we're talking about heavyweight subjects here. This is serious business. This is white-knuckle type stuff. And you got people out there that think it's a joke. It's not a joke. And so the giggling, snickering type are lucky they don't get backhanded and get their teeth knocked out. Because that's what they deserve. I mean, really. We got to realize we're on a mission. We're not playing games. This isn't a joke. This isn't dress rehearsal. This is real life against high-tech tyranny, running sophisticated mind control programs against the general public, openly setting up world government, and every part of their plan they're implementing. You understand they do it steps by step, like 1 through 100, or A through Z. They go right down the line, and they say they're going to have one-child policies worldwide. They say they're going to forcibly sterilize most of us. They say they're going to increase the number of kids grabbed by CPS. They're going to make us take hundreds of vaccines that actually attack our brain by design publicly. These new vaccines, they admit attack your brain, but they just say it's good. They're going to militarize the police. They're going to have national drafts. They're going to have World War III. They're saying they're going to do all this. And let me tell you something. They've kept their promises in the past. And now we're not in 1990. We're not in 1995. We're not in 1998. We were saying it's coming. It's coming. No, man. It's here. Okay? We're in the North American Union. Okay? I mean, we're at the edge of the cliff now, ladies and gentlemen. This is plunge time. Every day we get deeper into this. Every day we get further down the rat hole. By the way, John, did you get those clips from the newly unearthed footage exposes 9/11 media scripting? I'm going to do those at the bottom of the hour. Let me get into some other news right now then. Thanks. I mean, look at this. Look at this. Now, 2 weeks ago, the UN came out and said publicly, in a UN press release, that a world carbon tax, energy use tax, on any energy derived from carbon, where carbon is involved in any chain of its production, that there will be an energy tax that you will pay into your respective nations, who will then serve up a large portion of it to the United Nations. Now, Bush isn't blocking that. He's just blocking the UN running it. He wants it to go directly to the private corporations of the IMF, the World Bank, and the World Trade Organization without it even going to the UN. So there is some struggling over the levers going on, but that's it. They've decided to stick our heads in the guillotine. They're just fighting over who gets to pull the lever, who gets to kick the trigger. That's the only debate going on here, okay? And we talk about this, and we talk about it, and we go, okay, global warming isn't real, and by that, it's not man-made. Here's all the ice core samples. They're lying to you. The sun's heating up. The ice caps are melting on Mars and on Titan, and this is happening. And you need to be aware of this, and here's all the scientific reports. Again, you've got a general public, ladies and gentlemen, who literally are mindless children. I mean, my God, are they self-centered. You just look at them. You can tell they're all play-acting. They're all living in their own mind. They've all got this act going on. Adults, women, men. And you're trying. And so they can't even get outside their own heads how they're going to strut in and act cool when they walk into the office, or how they're going to primp properly, or who they're going to have sex with tomorrow. And they can't even plan out a month. They're strung out on credit cards, but by God, they're driving a fancy car, so at least they look cool. And again, most adults cannot tell you how many continents there are. I use that example because I just can't believe people don't know how many continents there are. Hell, some adults don't know what a continent is. The president doesn't know what continents are. He's shown it over and over again. He thinks countries are continents. He thinks Nigeria is a continent. Most High school graduates don't know who the vice president is. Most don't know what the First Amendment is. Most of them, I mean, folks, they have all these studies. You know, they come out four or five times a year. And we get dumber and 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 dumber. And then we get up here and try to explain to them ice cores and the fact that carbon dioxide increases follow heating and that plants then reabsorb that at an accelerated rate and actually greens the planet and then increases overall oxygen level that's good for animal life, including us, Homo sapiens sapiens. They don't know what Homo sapiens sapiens is. They don't know what ice cores are. They don't know the life cycle of plants and animals. And so it's like we're literally talking Chinese to them. It's like we're talking gibberish. You're trying to talk to the average adult out there. All he knows about is how to make money in his business and how to keep his wife off his back. And you're sitting there trying to tell him this stuff, and you might as well be going, blah, 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 blah. He doesn't understand a word you're saying. It's just like some cop, and you try to explain to him that a warrantless checkpoint's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. All they know is they were told to do that by their commanding officer, and so it must be true. It must be okay. Brown wants New World Order to fight global warming. Now, I've got about 10 articles here in the stack from yesterday and today where they're all announcing this simultaneously, all off the same sheet of music. Gordon Brown, likely to be the next prime minister, will deliver a speech calling for a New World Order to combat global warming on Monday. That's today, and I'm told he's about to give it. According to experts, excerpts released by the finance ministry, Chancellor of the Exchequer Brown, he runs the money purse for the Bank of England, will also say the United Nations should make the fight against global warming a core pillar of its international mission. Brown will praise the European Union's progress in combating climate change after EU leaders on Friday agreed to reduce emissions of carbon dioxide by 20% by 2020 with a tax, compared to 1990 levels. He is set to announce domestic policy proposals that are targeted at helping Britain save energy, thereby cutting their individual carbon emissions. It's a tax, folks. Ahead of the government's publication of the climate change bill on Tuesday. People want to make the right choices, and they want to make the right decisions, Brown will say. Government must provide practical help with whatever possible incentives and preference penalties, which is the tax. Brown is the favorite to be Britain's next prime minister, as Tony Blair has pledged to step down September. And, of course, he's a conservative calling for a global tax. And what's the UN going to do with all the trillions they're going to make off this, taxing every industrialized nation? They're going to pass more laws and more regulations and more control. And then you live on the British seacoast and you shovel some sand out of your garden that blew up in your yard, a one wheelbarrow, 6 months in jail, $100,000 fine, 50,000 pound fine. You drip motor oil, prison time. They're passing the laws here, Europe and England, Australia, to where just get you into the system. Nothing to do with the environment. While they splice human genes into corn and soybeans and rice and pig genes into the food and all sorts of chimera problems, all sorts of amino acid toxicity problems, massive cancer increases. They're releasing genetically engineered plankton into the ocean. It's causing all just, it's like they're trying to kill the earth while running around saying that they're going to have a global tax to reduce emissions when it doesn't even affect climate change. It's just unbelievable. And they're going to do it. They're seizing. Look, they know transportation is the key. Where everything's built on transportation. So they're going to tax you $160-something bucks to drive to Dallas from Austin and back. That's the official numbers. Foreign companies are going to run it all. They're going to tax every piece of plastic you've got, anything that's got petrochemicals. It's unbelievable. And they're going to just do it. And they got CNN, Fox pushing it. They got Sports Illustrated, the National Football League. Just every stinking Fortune 500 company is pushing this hoax because they're going to suck out of the tax trough. They're going to get the corporate welfare.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, it's Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's March 12, 2007. Gold is at $646.90, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $670.04, $337.57 for half, and $168.79 for quarter ounce coins at $670.04, $337.57, and $168.79. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
All right, welcome back here. They're openly shutting up world government. They've got a huge PR campaign. The sky is falling. Global warming. What are we going to do? We got to stop climate change. No discussion of what the solution is. And then finally, it's a tax. It's a global tax. Oh, surprise. It's called the New World Order. It will save you. Meanwhile, I remember this is the type of tricks they play to manipulate you, okay? The Iraq War starts 4 years ago. In a couple days, it'll be 4 years. They'll be talking about this in 20. Still there. It's for America, though. It's good. They didn't lie to us. The government don't lie. I got to stop it. I'm just so cynical and angry right now. But this is the type of tricks they play. U.S. companies start complaining. They start going, you know, these are no-bid contracts. We're not allowed to even bid. Only a handful, Halliburton, Bechtel, and others, are allowed to get these hundreds of billions in contracts in Iraq and surrounding areas. And so Fox News, CNN, all of them went off the script. Just big money. And they got to work for their bosses. One, CNN's to fool the liberals. Fox is full of conservatives. Same info, just different presentation. And I heard the neocons simultaneously on talk radio go, can you believe them evil French? They want contracts in Iraq. Of course there's no bid. Of course we don't let foreigners bid. Folks, the foreigners were never allowed to bid. The foreigners weren't even complaining about it. It had been in the news that U.S. companies wanted to bid. And other British companies wanted to bid, and they weren't allowed to, so they knew they could come out to the American people and go, the French want to bid! Should they be able to? And I heard the callers call on talk radio, they're not putting no blood on the ground, and we need to not give them Frenchies none of the contracts. I mean, they play you like you're stupid. And you know what? I guess you are, some of you out there. I mean, do you think it's funny to be played? You think it's funny to have them laughing at you? No bid. That means nobody gets to bid. Do you understand? But they superimpose the word no bid with foreign contracts. And it worked like a charm on you, didn't it? Mm-hmm. As long as you get to feel good and feel like you're in charge, it's okay even if you aren't, right? Just stick some more American flag stickers on your car while the country burns, while the Bill of Rights is destroyed, while the sovereignty is annihilated. 2-year anniversary next week of the signing of the SPP, North American Union. But why not just deny it's been set up? Yeah, just say I'm a liar. Here, let's say it together. Bush didn't sign it. Everything's fine. That Alex is bad. Okay, everything's fine. You can walk up to me on the street and tell me Bush isn't for the assault weapons ban too, right? Right? Just, it's okay. Just believe what you want. Believe the moon is made of cheese. Why did I get back to the contractors? Halliburton plans move to Dubai, BBC. Halliburton, the oil services company, formerly headed by U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney, is moving its headquarters from Texas to Dubai. The company said it hoped to move the United Arab Emirates would help it expand its business in the Middle East. Halliburton won valuable contracts in Iraq following the U.S.-led invasion of 2003, some of which were awarded without competitive bidding. The company also has extensive operations in Saudi Arabia. Well, yeah, they got a lot of the kidnapped children go to Saudi Arabia. That's where most of them get taken to. I mean, that's where the fun's at. For the people that run Halliburton, everybody knows what Dick Cheney likes. Gets a little too excited, though, and has those heart attacks. He doesn't like children. It's women, but he likes to get brutal. According to all the reports we've got. I'm already done. Oh, I know. He's a good Christian. I'm sorry. That's just me lying again. You know how it is. He's a good man of America. And he really shot Whittington at 90 feet away, and it went into his heart with those pellets. Uh-huh. And you believe that, too, don't you? Halliburton plans to move to Dubai. As the CEO, I'm responsible for the global business of Halliburton in both hemispheres, and I will continue to spend quite a bit of time in an airplane as I remain attentive to our customers, shareholders, and employees around the world, he said. Chief Executive Dave Lesser. All right, let me just stop right there. That's how it works. They get no-bid contracts from our government in the hundreds of billions, and they leave to go over there to Dubai where they're not going to pay hardly any taxes, and that's why. And most of our companies aren't even American now. They're totally outside the U.S. We're to be raped, okay? We're the land of the we're like the right whale. You know why the right whale was called the right whale? I'll tell you about the right whale, which should be what the American people are called. The right people. I'll tell you about the right whale when we get back, because we're the right whale of humanity. Oh, yes, we are.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a summer or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All the secrets so the public never fit to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the vote, stay control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city. Who's the one with the most to gain? Around 11 months, couldn't stand his name. Not even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took. It's
plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is make an enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked Diallo how he doing. We in the streets holler jail to the thief. Follow waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. My records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers slinging. My eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word I'm saying, peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean the killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones. Ain't no villain or any other word that needs to demonize the country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rate and slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took apart, I had to hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Talking loud but ain't nobody saying it. And with the 4th Amendment gone, I got on the 1st. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the 5th each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profile and see the media's compliance. War's good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major. Oh, man. That song just randomly plays in rotation. It's just hard to not let it play through. I think that's the best hip-hop song, best song, period, about the New World Order I've ever heard. He does it all there in one place. So good job to Paris there. You know, I could have spent all day on this. I should have spent all day on this. Could have spent all day on this one. Look at this story before I get to that one. Iranian defector may hold catalyst for war, Jerusalem Newswire. An Iranian defense official who reportedly defected to the West late last week may be in possession of evidence that could be used to justify military action against Iran. Now, if you go back to the White House memo, he's sitting there with Tony Blair, Bush is, concocting how to get a defector to come out who they pay off to claim he saw WMDs. And see, even if you buy into that, who's to say who can have WMDs or who can't? But that's a side issue. They set the precedent here that if you have WMDs, you can be invaded if you're not a good globalist. But then on top of it, we know this administration lies and cooks stuff up all the time. So now we're hearing, oh my gosh, they got the evidence, the WMDs, ooh, the war is on. Former Iranian Deputy Defense Minister Ali Rez Asghari was secreted away from Turkey to be an undisclosed location in Europe by Western officials. This after he informed American officials several weeks earlier that he wished to defect and provide assistance in bringing down those running his country. All right on time, of course. Then here's another one that I could spend all day on. Cashless society by 2012, says Visa chief. Paying for goods with notes and coins could be consigned to history within 5 years. According to the chief executive of Visa Europe, Peter A. Liff, says that by 2012, using credit and debit cards should be cheaper and more convenient than cash. Some retailers could soon start surcharging customers if they choose to buy products with cash because of the great cost of processing these payments, he warned. Visa Europe briefed the British Retail Consortium last month on new contactless cards that can be waved in front of a scanner to make small payments. However, the consortium dismissed the vision and claimed that the card processing fees, as regulators are investigating, are still too high. Okay, so that's the move. I mean, I see TV ads, print ads going, cash is dirty, don't do it. Brought to you by the Department of Treasury. Brought to you by the Banking Association. Brought to you by the... Once they do this, they've got total control. They can shut off your cards. It kills the underground economy. Now, you watch, they're still going to keep cash. It's just going to have RFID in it. It's going to be cashless, basically. But then they'll own the scanners so they can still keep shipping in their heroin and cocaine. Only thing holding it back is the government dealing the smack and the flake. Because they're a loving government. Mm, so good. Oh, they care about us. Oh, I love the government. Oh, I've been wrong. I'm just, oh, so good. Folks, I'm just getting really sick of things. I'd hope you understand that right now. I'm just getting really aggressive. Newly unearthed footage exposes 911 media scripting. Now, this story is important, this story is big, and I should have spent the whole first hour on this. I'm begging you to go to prisonplanet.com, jonesreport.com, infowars.com, and to get this report, and to get it now, and to get it out to everybody you know, because this is as big as the Building 7 BBC report where they reported it had fallen long before it did fall, and they tried to cover up of claiming that, oh, we've lost all the videotapes, and take that down, and you're not allowed to show that. Well, other videos have been dug up that we don't even have time to play today. We'll try to play some of it. Newly unearthed footage exposes 9/11 media scripting, bizarre foreknowledge, and explanation of towers collapse, more cryptic clairvoyance by Paul Joseph Waddlewatt. It says, yet more archived news footage unearthed from broadcast on 911 offers further evidence that the media were being fed a script in which a cover story was quickly groomed to offset questions about the highly suspicious collapse of the Twin Towers. 2 weeks ago, we highlighted the BBC World footage from September 11th in which a correspondent reports the collapse of Building 7 as it remains standing in the live shot behind her. New footage unearthed by Britain's Channel 5 news coverage provides more questions about 9/11 scripting in a similar vein. Sections of the other tower are also crumbling. Now, the reason this is happening, according to the website from the World Trade Center, is they're actually telling us that the structure, the outside cladding of the building, is integral to the safety and security of it, states the news anchor following the collapse of the South Tower. Once you penetrate, the very structure of the building is under threat, and that's why one of the towers has already collapsed. So, here they are, with the official pancake outer lattice cladding story that's been totally disproven, by the way. Even the government's backed off that now. They're giving other reasons. I mean, they're putting this out before it even happens, like everything else. The suspicious rapidity of the instant press release aside, why did the World Trade Center website carry such a blatantly fallacious explanation for the collapse of the first tower? Even the layman knows that any modern building is anchored by core columns, not outside cladding, and that the Twin Towers were no different. To rest a building's integrity on its outside cladding is a reversal of all commonly accepted architectural knowledge. Why was the World Trade Center website peddling this nonsense in contradiction with the words of the Twin Towers' own designers? Then the Port Authority, based in Building 7, from the end of the pier, they'd moved out because of doing a drill of a terror attack the night before. We're telling everybody it was okay to stay at their desk. That's now been confirmed. We should add that little tidbit. Included is over a dozen examples compiled here. Frank A. DeMartini, one site construction manager of the World Trade Center, said the towers could sustain multiple impacts of jetliners without collapsing. In addition, Leslie Robertson, one of the two original structural engineers of the World Trade Center, stated that the Twin Towers were, in fact, the first structures outside the military and nuclear industries designed to resist the impact of a jet airplane. The Twin Towers were designed to absorb airliner impacts by means of their 47 huge core columns. The Twin Towers could not be compromised simply by damaging their outside cladding. Such a claim is patently absurd, and why was it immediately peddled as an explanation for the collapse is highly suspect. And now folks are finding all these guys that are clearly government operatives in Harley Davidson shirts and baseball caps going, it's incredible, I saw both planes hit, and now the structures are very damaged, and they're going to be collapsing. I mean, you just see them there setting it up, man, and they think we're so stupid. It goes on and on. It's a long article, and it gives a bunch of examples. Let's play part of the first clip. I got like 5 clips here, but let's just play the first clip. Here it is.
Programming in Russia, in Germany, in Japan has all been stopped. They're taking these live pictures. The Prime Minister, Tony Blair, has said we can only imagine the terror. He broke into his TUC. He was due to address the TUC conference today. he broke off from what was to have been his address to get his deepest condolences to President George Bush and the American people. The Prime Minister said the attacks were acts of fanatics who are utterly indifferent to the sanctity of life. Such terrorism is the new evil in our world today. And it was the duty of democracies to come together and fight it together to eradicate this evil completely from our world. Those are the words of Mr. Blair today. We're seeing now the live picture of the World Trade Center. We understand that one of the Twin Towers has collapsed entirely. We have eyewitness accounts of the incident.
Then like 20 minutes after, I just saw another plane coming on the backside, making a huge turn and then hitting the other tower.
Where was the first plane coming from?
From north.
What did the plane look like?
Like a 737, like a jet plane. Like a jet plane, I mean, like a normal plane, commercial plane.
It appeared to be tearing
out. We've got a problem with the pictures there, but what we can see is that sections of the other tower are also crumbling. Now, the reason this is happening, according to the website for the World Trade Center, they're actually telling us that the structure, the outside cladding of this building is integral to the safety and security of it. Once you penetrate that, apparently the very structure of the building is under threat, and that's why one tower has already collapsed. What we can see is that sections of the other tower are also crumbling. Now, the reason this is happening, according to the website for the World Trade Center, they're actually telling us that the structure, the outside cladding of this building is integral to the safety and security of it. Once you penetrate that, apparently, the very structure of the building...
Okay, she goes on to repeat it more. Nothing had collapsed on the other tower. And the World Trade Center website is telling us... But the firemen all ran in because they knew these buildings didn't fall. They knew it never happened before. Let's play some of the next clip. Here's part of the next clip.
And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
That the velocity of the plane and the fact that they have a plane filled with fuel hitting that building that burned and you had that intense heat probably weakened the structure as well. And I think it was simply the planes hitting the buildings.
He's poised to strike again. Immensely wealthy man and a very private man. He has been granted a safe haven by Afghanistan's ruling Taliban movement. And during his time in hiding, he has called for a holy war against the United States and specifically for the killing of Americans and Jews.
Come out of nowhere and just scream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
Based on what you know, and I recognize we're dealing with so few facts, is it possible that just a plane crash could have collapsed these buildings, or would it have required the sort of prior positioning of other explosives in the building? What do you think?
No, my sense is that the velocity of the plane and the fact that they have a plane filled with fuel hitting that building that burned, the velocity of the plane...
The reason these clips are important is it shows within 33 minutes they're saying Bin Laden did it. When we show the time on the screen, Bin Laden did it. Oh, we know why they fell. I mean, these people, I mean, it's so staged. And then the second guy talking to Dan Rather, it turns out, is intimately involved in the whole operation. And so folks are just combing through all this scripting. There's a bunch of other examples. The article goes on for page after page. I'm telling everybody out there, you've absolutely got to go to PrisonPlanet.com and get the story concerning the scripting and send this out to folks. Because this is just one more nail in the coffin of these people. And there's a bunch of clips, you know, not just the clips where they're saying bombs are going off and there's bombs, but the clips where they're explaining. In fact, we've got clips where they're saying they're going to collapse before even the first tower fell. And we've got them saying after the first tower fell why the second was going to fall. And putting out the scientifically false cover story from minute one. This is just one more ingredient to all the evidence we have to this potluck stew that we put together here. Now, we're going to come back in the final segment and take your calls. I know we've got loaded phone lines. I'm going to rampage through Joe, John, Greg, and Paul's calls. But before I end this segment, do not procrastinate. Do not wait. Go to InfoWars.com today and get American Freedom to Fascism. Get Loose Change Second Edition. Get my new film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism. Do not wait. Get A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism today, ladies and gentlemen. Take action. Get it. Make copies. It's so effective. Put it on Access TV. The film starts with all the admitted examples where our government admits they've staged terror attacks. Then it gets into 9/11, 7/7, and a lot more. Toll-free number to order, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and see them all online. Great activist tool to download them and share them at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back with the final segment. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Folks, we can do even bigger things here if you'll just support us, and that's how we ask you to support us, is by getting the documentary films, the books, the t-shirts that we put out at InfoWars.com. That makes it easier on you, and you just want to send us a check or money order, we will spend it to fight the New World Order. We will spend it to get better computers and more staff and to fight these bastards. And all the glory goes to God. So if you want to donate to us, you're welcome to do that as well. We've got several different important projects we're running right now, and your aid will help us greatly. All right, let's quickly go to the calls. Joe in California, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I wanted to thank you. I was the one that sent you that unearthed footage of the British news clip. I sent it to Kevin. It's awesome.
Oh, wow. Didn't that cause a chain reaction?
Absolutely. I am so happy. I dug around and dug around. I found that, and I thought, God, I know you guys get a ton of emails, but I hope you get this one, and I hope you do something with it, because you have the way of putting it out to the rest of us, and it was awesome that you put it on, and I'm so happy about that.
Well, you get the credit, and others like you, my friend.
I wanted to read something. I know you're working on a new film, and you talk about, you know, convincing people of this North American Union. I'm going to just read something really quick from a book called The Fundamental Laws, a report of the 68th Convocation of the Rosicrucian Order. You know who the Rosicrucians are?
Yes.
It's written by R. Swinburne Clymer. And it was written in July 6th of 1916.
Read it fast. We got to go here in a minute.
America is not complete and will not be complete until Mexico is again part of America, as she was in the long ago, and when Mexico is once again a part of the United States. Then will the capstone have been set on the pyramid, and the reverse side of the United States seal will be cut out. It will be done without the shedding of blood. Now, I know you were raised in Taunton, Texas, and you know Texan history. And the United States could have easily taken over all of Mexico at the end of the Mexican-American War, but they chose not to.
Do me a favor. I've never seen that. Send that to me.
I sure will. And, Alex, there's a couple of other things that I can attach with it that will just blow your mind.
Tell you what, call me back tomorrow the next day, because I got to go. I got to take more calls. You're a great caller. Thank you, Joe. Greg in Indiana, or George in Indiana. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Quickly, what I want to tell you, you know, you can't argue about the free fall of the buildings, yet these people can't see it. You've got these people calling in talking about how old the Earth is. There are planonium halos and granite all over the world that only had a half-life of 3.5 minutes, and they can't explain how that could possibly be in granite that had to cool for thousands of millions of years. God created this thing just the way it says in the Bible, and they're finding that out in science now. But I don't know how in the world you'll ever convince these idiots out here that those buildings came down naturally. And my own son, I have trouble selling the idea on. He understands the one world order, but we can't get him to see the other.
Well, it's scary to admit that, George, and I appreciate your call. Paul in Ohio, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, you know, with all this stuff coming out about Building 7, the family members and the truthers should be going to that Manhattan DA and say, look, we demand that you indict Silverstein
for insurance fraud. Listen, they've sued the DA's office. They've had petitions. They've tried.
Yeah, I mean, it's a slam dunk case of insurance fraud. Forget the 1,000 or so other laws he's violated. I mean, I guarantee if you get that weasel on the stand, he's going to spill his guts.
Well, if he actually got indicted for something like that, he'd have a heart attack. I mean, you know, just like whenever the head of Enron was about to go to prison, he died. Thank you for the call. George in Florida, you're our tail gunner. Take us out of here.
Yes, Alex. I'd like to know, you don't have a quip on this. When they had these two French documentators doing with the Proby firemen.
Yeah, Nade brothers.
Yeah, well, anyway, when they first entered the tower, there was a person engulfed in flames. They wouldn't put the camera on it, and they said jet fuel went down the elevator shaft.
But they can't because the elevators are staggered. They don't go straight down. Call me back tomorrow about it. God bless you all. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.